the fourth time we're going to play a New York team, and we hope we're 4-0. I like New York. I bought a place there. I went to college there. So to me, New York is part of our extended family.
What would it mean to you to be the owner of a team that, you know, ran the table?
You know, you know what the Patriots were like in the early days, and I sat in those metal benches, and I was, you know, Randy Moss can really let it fly. I'm hearing his whole interview. You know, but the Patriots never really had a great tradition or legacy, and when our family bought the team, that was my objective. We had one home playoff game, which we lost to Houston.
Yeah.
We now have 11. We've won all of them, and we want to try to create a legacy where young kids could, 20 years from now, like Brady feels about Montana, people could feel about the Patriots. And if we could win this game on Sunday and have a perfect season, I never would have believed that would be possible. I think of my grandkids, three of whom have gone to 5 Super Bowls. You know, they were born early 90s. And, you know, I grew up never seeing a world championship except the Celtics, which were awesome. But the Red Sox or Patriots never did it. And now, you know, my grandkids are living in an age that's completely different. And 20 years from now, they'll look back and hopefully see a great legacy. And I hope we can pull it off Sunday and complete it.
How about the concept that the team really got good is when you backed off a little bit and let the football guys run the team?
I'm happy to back off in any business when I have people I feel I can trust and people who are good. If you have, like I had coaches who had year-to-year philosophies, and you're never sure whether they're there. So, you know, when you've invested a lot in a business, you have to manage because you don't want your salary cap ruined. But when you have people that have a long-term commitment and commit to something and live by it, then I'm happy to give them the autonomy. So my involvement is no different now than it's ever been. It's just
Mr. Kraft, Deion Sanders, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, here's my guy.
Hey, you attract a quite different audience of the crowd than Tom Brady. Is it still fun to you?
Well, you mean all the women 50 year and old?
Right, those are your demographics.
Yes, 70 and up. Yeah, no, this is gay. Tom Brady, whatever good you guys think he is, he's better. We're so lucky to have him on our team. He is so special and a great leader. And if you see how he treats people in our locker room, whether it's the practice squad players or the locker room attendants, or he talks to them the same way he talks to me.
Well, he learned from you, because that question I just heard, I would have handled that totally different. So how do you deal with some of these questions that you've been asked or thrown at you?
You know what? It's fun. What a great privilege to be here the last week of the season and playing. So nothing that could happen here wouldn't be great for me. It's pretty special.